006. Okay. We're up to the end. We're going to do Beli Nedar. We'll finish up Perek Sheni and Shara Bitochon today. I'll go over very, very briefly, hopefully, even though I end up never doing it briefly. The seven, how he hooks you into Bitochon, the Chodesh Olbavus. And he says, think about this. Think the seven, he analyzes it and he categorizes it. And he says there are seven things which would cause you, which would allow you to have bitachon in anyone, in a person, in anything or anyone, Hashem, a person, your rich uncle, your best friend, the grocery store man that opens every day at 7 o'clock. There are seven things which allow you to have bitachon. And in his detailing the seven things, he constantly makes reference, in case you would wonder why is this on the list, he makes reference to the fact that bitachon has to include, and according to the Chavis Albavis, much more than includes, but is defined by serenity and peace of mind. So you don't have any part of you that's saying, well, you know, I have bitachon and Hashem, but who knows what it'll be. And you're nervous about it. Your heart, like, you know, in your heart, this is why it's a lifelong avoda, because we could say the words, and we all know that Hashem is omnipotent. Yeah, we know Hashem can do whatever he wants. He's stronger than all of us. But your heart, you're afraid. You are afraid. Your heart's thumping. So, and that's a normal human reaction. That's why it's an avoda. That's why you can't just, as good as this shiur is, but it can't just come to the shiur. You have to think about it and internalize the things we're talking about. So number one is to realize that Hashem, he says two things really. I see, I'm not going to say it briefly, I see. He says that Hashem is rachamim. Everything Hashem does is rachamim, chesed. Hashem gives life, gives everything. Everything you see. You see people walking on the street, breathing. Chodesh Olbavus would like you, it's Hashem in the future, if we learn Shar HaBechina. You're supposed to walk in the street, and you see people in the street, you're supposed to realize they're breathing, and they've eaten breakfast, and it's like amazing. It's a chesed Hashem. Everything you see is chasdei Hashem. So, and then he says Hashem loves you. He says two things. It's not enough that Hashem has rachmonos on you. Hashem loves you. Rashi says in the Ohav Tois, Hashem Elokecha, by Kriyashma, in Parshas Vayeschanan, Rashi says, you love Hashem, and when you love Hashem, even though sometimes it's burdensome, it's a burden, but when you love someone, so you bear the burden, or you deal with it however you deal with it. Maybe it's not a burden. Yaakov loved Leah, and he loved Rachel, to the degree that he didn't view the 7 years that he had to work for her as a burden. It's not a burden. Our children, as burdensome as they are, but if we have the right attitude towards them, and we give, and we're loving, so we don't feel the burden, or we feel the burden is small in comparison to what we want to do for them. So that's what Rashi says. V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, that Yira, very interesting. This is something to think about. I'm going off on a tangent now a little. It's something to contemplate, even the psychology of it. Yiras Hashem won't do it as much. No matter how much, even if you're Yoreas Hashem, if Rashi says this in Chumash, but if when it becomes a burden, you'll just, I don't care. Do to me what you want. Go ahead. Hit me. I don't care. I can't take it. It's too hard. I won't do it. But when you're coming out of love, Rashi says, then you can handle burdens. Very interesting, because one could say, you know, manufshach, if something gets too burdensome, so even if I'm in a loving relationship, I'll run away. And even if it's not that burdensome, so then Yira ought to do the trick. So what you see in Rashi, and this is really true, of course it's in psychology, if when it's Yira, it's being imposed upon you. When the burden gets too much, I don't care. You run away. You, go ahead. No, punish me. See if I care. But when you love someone, then you can handle burdens. That's what Rashi says. Why am I saying that? Rashi there is talking about V'yohav Tores Hashem Elokecha. That's how we handle the burdens we have. Chazal Lovis is talking the other way. But I'm coming to explain when he says in his first thing that you have bitachon on someone that has rachmonus on you, on someone that does chesed, has rachmonus, and loves you. Because he puts in there, therefore, as much as we burden him with, even though his lashon is, as much as we burden with, you know, the person is not going to feel, the person or thing or the object of your bitachon, as we call it, won't feel burdened. So that's why he throws in love. Because that's what makes that click. What makes you confident and serene and your feeling of calmness, because you're dealing with someone that has rachmonos on you and does constant chesed with you and loves you. So no matter how much you burden him with, so that's number one. That's your first characteristic which allows you to have bitachon in anything. He's talking logically now. He's talking mathematically. He's analyzing. You know when you can have bitachon on something? If they have rachmonos on you and love you, there's all one thing. They feel kindly towards you and they will never feel burdened by what you throw upon them. Number two is that he doesn't have too much to do. He doesn't get distracted. Because a person could fulfill number one, and then he's busy with other things. He has other things on his mind. So then, again, you can't have bitachon. You just can't feel that you can rely on him fully, fully, fully. Because maybe on this day he has an important appointment somewhere. He's busy with something else. He has a lot of people knocking at his door. So that's number two, is he will never be misalein from your needs. He's always there for you, no matter what. Number three is that he's not put off by difficulties, because you know nothing could block him, because he wants to do things, he wants to, and he loves you, and he's always thinking about you, but he can't. There's a brick wall there, so you have to feel he can overcome all difficulties. Number four is that he knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for you, and you know, most of you are not looking in a sefer, I think, but there the Chavis Halvodas uses the word chizuk bitachon, to strengthen your bitachon. To have strong bitachon, you have to feel that, if you read carefully the lashon of the Chavis Halvodas, he adds the word strength, chizuk bitachon, and it's very logical why, because this is our biggest nesayon, many times, and you need strength there. You need strength because things happen, and if you things happen. The kids of those two words say it all. Things happen. So to really have bitachon on someone or something or anything, you always have to feel that they know that they will do what's best for you no matter what. They know what's best for you, maybe even better than you know. Because if you don't feel that way, you can't have bitachon. You talk again, because things happen, and we know things happen. Number five is that he has a track record, as you said. Amazing psychology, he says. Even if all these things are true, but if the person doesn't have a track record, you won't have bitachon in him. Because when push comes to shove, what's going to be? Will he be there for me when I need it? Yes, he loves me, and yes, he has the money for me, and yes, he wants to do what's best for me, and he knows this is best for me, and he's gonna, and everything. But when it comes to Lamaisa, if he didn't do it before in the past, there's a part of your heart that's thumping. And you're saying, I know all this is true, but is this really gonna happen? But the person has a track record that every time you've been by him, he's lent you money. Every time you needed him, he was there for you. So that's, you need that to have bitachon. And there, again, he uses the word chizuk bitachon. That is mechazik, that gives you, because the person, that's a subtlety already. The track record. That's going to make you really rely on him. He's done it before. Whenever I've needed him, he's been there for me. Number six is that There's no one else that can help or hurt me. And we said it's a chiddush. Even help is a problem. Because I won't fully have bitachon on a person, on an object, if, you know, but yeah, but I can always turn to someone else. I have a safety net. So I'm not really relying on him. You know, I can deal with, you know, I'm not relying on him. You know, someone else can do it. No, but the other, I have him somewhere else to turn. Or someone else might mess up what he's doing. So that's number six, that he's the only one. And number seven is really what he said in the first parak, that you have to believe that he has, it's like an intense number one. You, so much does he love you that he's going to give you things even if you don't deserve them. You don't have to feel always, but maybe this, but maybe that. He's going to give you things even if you don't deserve it, as long as you do your best. That's what we'll be learning about later in Shaar HaBitachon. You have to live a normal life, do your best, try your hardest, don't be lazy, don't be a moreid than Hashem, and then that's it. Hashem gives you things even if you're not technically deserving of them. That's number seven. You won't have bitachon if part of you feels that maybe I'm not good enough for this. Maybe I'm going to be punished. Maybe I'm not. Maybe you won't have bitachon. So you have to believe Hashem will give you anybody. This is to have bitachon. This is a mathematical analysis of what, of the only way you can have bitachon. And now we'll go back inside. So when you think about these seven conditions, it's like a joke. Even one klal, he says, I think he means not even one, would completely be by a human being, by nivroim, by things that Hashem created. You know, we say in, if you're familiar from davening, if you have a chance to say the first halleluka, we say, al tiftachu benedivim beven adam shein lo sishua. You're supposed to put a comma after beven adam. You're not supposed to read it, al tiftachu benedivim beven adam shein lo sishua. Don't trust in a person who cannot help you. You're supposed to put a comma there. Al tiftachu benedivim beven adam, comma. You know why not? Shein lo sishua. Teitzei rucho, yoshuv li admoso. Beyomahu avdu eshton osov. You trusting your faith in him. He's not there. Next day, he could be attending his funeral. So, al tivchu benedivim. So you won't find even one of these seven things in the Nevarim. Bono motzim es kulam b'bor yisala. And everyone is true ben Hashem. Shu racham v'chanon al briyov. It's unbelievable. Racham v'chanon Hashem. He quotes psukim. He's going to say at the end of the paragraph that it's really superfluous to quote psukim. These things are the basic definition of what Hashem is, and they're just supremely logical and rational about Hashem. But he says, you see, the problem is Chagav always assumes we know psukim. So he thinks he's giving it, he's feeding us the psukim as a memory aid, he says. He'll say at the end. So as a memory aid, he's reminding us which psukim reflect these ideas. Rachum v'chanan Hashem. We say in Ashrei chanan v'rachum Hashem. He quotes a different pasuk here, and really again, Shar HaBechina is the Chavis Halavus being Rabbi Avigdor Miller, so to speak. Think of the sun and how you breathe and how you, the whole biology of a human being, and if the sun were a little closer and if it would be a little bigger. And how digestion works, and how Ashayotzer Asadam B'Chachma, when we make a bracha that we expel the wastes from the body, that's an amazing nace, and that we move, and the Brichas HaShachar really cover just about everything. And we should contemplate, you know, even the kindliness of Hashem, that Rokah Ha'aretz Al Hamoyim, right? That we have Yabosha to walk around, and once in a while there's a tsunami. And it reminds you that Rokah Ha'aretz Al Hamoyim is a chesed Hashem. The Omar, he quotes the pasuk in Yonah, Vanilo Ochos Al Ninve Ha'ir HaGadola, even Goyim. Goyim are people. Goyim are people. They eat, they breathe, they have clothing, they have helms, they give birth, they have children, they go about their business, they think, they act, they talk. Chasdei Hashem is on all the bruim. on Indra, on non-Jews. We say in benching, you know, Hazonus Olam Kulo Petuvo Bechein Bechesed Uvrachamim. Who knows saying Lachem L'chol Basar Kili Olam Chazdo. Okay, so Hashem is this is really the principle of the Chavis Halvavus. If you go back to Shar HaYichud and Shar HaBechina, is that Hashem is Kulo Chesed. Hashem is Kulo Chesed and Rachamim. Hashem is a Meitiv, a constant Meitiv. V'shelo Yisalem, that he won't be distracted by other things. Harei K'maymer HaChosed Olav HaSholem Hinei Lo Yonum V'lo Yishon Shomer Yisrael. It's really scary if you say Hashem is always thinking about me. Sometimes you say, "Oh, I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure I'm comfortable with that." But you know, if you look at this parak that he quotes, "Hinei Yonam Yishon Shemer Yisrael," and then you say Hashem, David HaMelech then goes into the singular, Hashem Shomrecha, Hashem Tzuchol Yad Yiminecha. That's singular. Yomam Hashem Yishlo Yakeka V'Reich Paloilo Hashem Yishmorcho Mikoro. So he's talking in the singular. Every individual, Hinei lo yonam v'lo yishon, Shomer Yisrael. Hashem is always thinking about it. He doesn't get distracted by other things. V'shlo ye olei mimenu dover, v'lo yenutzach. And you talk about omnipotence. So certainly the third thing, that nothing could stand in his way, nothing could block Hashem from doing what he wants. So that's by Hashem. It's not by people. Harecha Omro, again he calls a pasuk, Chacham Levov, that would refer to the fact that he knows what's best for us. V'amitz Koach, Mihiksha Elov, Vayishlam, who can challenge Hashem, Vayishlam, and remain whole, Eov said. Nobody could put a block against the Ratzon Hashem. The Omar, L'cha Hashem HaGedula, V'haGevura, V'Teferes, V'Hanetzach, V'Yahod. So that's the Gdula Gvura, this is that, you know, omnipotence, that nothing can stand in his way. So what's the point of the Chavis HaLvavus saying this? Everybody in this room is now saying this is boring. Of course we know Hashem can do everything. So that's the trick. The trick is, to internalize, the trick is, like, we know it, but, you know, we're taught it as kids. Yeah, Hashem can do anything. So then we grow up, yeah. But then, so what's stopping us from having bitachon? No. So something's stopping us. We say either Hashem doesn't know what's really good for me, or Hashem is going to punish me, or who says Hashem cares about me, and all these things. And sometimes we say, yeah, but Hashem couldn't. Like. So if you chazer over Chavis HaLvavus and the psukim, then the knowledge that Hashem is omnipotent and Hashem can do anything becomes a reality in our lives. Becomes a reality. Did I tell you a story? Did anybody get the email? I sent around a story. No, they didn't send it around. Did I tell you the story? Oy vey, I don't want to repeat myself. So there's a lady in Yerushalayim that listens. Oh, maybe I should shut this. Okay, I'll shut it.